All right, folks, welcome to ninoscorner.tv. This is FluffTube Edition. Well, we're down to the last 30 days, Bo, of your prediction. This is it. We are here. Time analyst Bo Pony is with me once again. He's saying it's about to get real crazy in the next 30 days. Mayday, mayday, it's on. First, folks, but first, Chuck Norris, wah, is back, folks. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked, folks. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and he has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just taking one change. He did one change only. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Nino. That's chuckdefense.com/Nino, or by clicking in the link below this video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Nino, and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it really is. Just a reminder, though, just a reminder. The legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old and has more energy than me. It says I'm supposed to say that. He has more energy than I do. He's discovered he could create drastic changes in his health simply by focusing on three things that sabotage your body as we age. Watch his method by clicking on the link in the description box. That's Chuck Defense. .com/Nino. Wah! All right, Bo. All right, man. So you've given your 90-day prediction, your 60-day prediction. Hell is breaking loose. We all see it. The world's heating up. No doubt about that. I'm not debating on that. And I think a lot of listeners, I think their interests have peaked. You know, you still got your critics, and I get it. We all do, right? But there is something to this. I have a lot of faith, and I think you're a lot of times you've been over the target. Have you missed a few times? Sure, we all do, but you're doing your best. I'm doing my best. Now we're down to the 30 days. What do you see going on?
Look at it this way. If you study history, God needs 24 hours. So there's two time points that are critical in terms of God's time. Not my time, God's time. When I say God's time, there are things called appointments or feasts. One of the most critical ones in history is Passover. Okay, today is the 21st. Tomorrow is Passover. Tomorrow, I'm just going to, by case I don't say it later,
When
tomorrow's the
Easter already
Passover.
passed, what are you talking about?
Oh, no, on the Hebrew calendar. So on the Jewish calendar, not Jewish, but on the Hebrew calendar, on God's calendar, the calendar specific when you study Hebrew calendar. I understand, like there's two clocks, and I've talked about this in prior podcasts with you about there being two clocks. Okay, so they've taken the time. See, what evil does is they take a clock and they twist it. And we talked about the Julian calendar versus the Roman calendar. We live in Roman times. This is the Roman law. If you go back and study, this is all the time of Rome that we're living in. We just don't we think we're free, but we're not. And so, like we talked about the calendar before, like the word December, Dies is 10. Okay. It's not the 12th month. October, Oct is 8. Oct is the 8th month. It's not the 10th month. You see,
That's
so the
so
world.
crazy. It's right in front of our eyes.
Yeah, so everything is deception because why? See, if they knew that Jesus Christ was on the earth 2,000 years ago based on the clocks, they wouldn't have missed it. You see, they changed the clocks. So Satan wants you to miss appointments. Like you and I had an appointment
They
today.
changed the
Satan's
clocks after Jesus' birth.
calendars. Well, yeah, so the time of Jesus' birth, you have, there is two clocks at the time. One was the Julian calendar. So the Julian calendar is over 2,060 years old. And that's the one which is really important here. But the second clock is the Hebrew clock, which is not so much a Hebrew clock, it's God's clock as well too. And this was a clock that was used, that the Hebrew nation has been following or moving along with. Okay, so that clock is indicating, so there's two clocks or two calendars. Okay, a clock could be a calendar. two calendars, and they're supposed to merge and come together as one as April ends into May. So these two clocks are coming together, and I'll explain that a little bit through the podcast. But we're at this moment in time where things are merging, and as things are merging, we're about to see the move of God. See, that's why, as much as we're living in political times, we're not. These are biblical times, just like when we were in the podcast. Now, you know, this was like in September, I think, and I said, watch the first week of October. Don't be surprised if a war breaks out. Why I knew that was because, again, we're these, you know, it's written, thou shalt consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land. So I'm prefacing this podcast to have people understand about how there's numbers in the Bible. See, there's four ways you want to look at the Bible. First off, the word, it's the written word. And this is what Jesus used when he was in the wilderness. He used the written word of the Old Testament, and he conquered evil with it. You know, it's just like, when he went, goes, gets baptized, goes in the wilderness, and he beats up evil in the wilderness with the Old Testament. The point was, it was written, and that's what he used. The second thing is God speaks through his servants, the prophets, okay? So God won't do anything before first revealing his secrets to who? His servants, the prophets. There are numerous prophets that are on this earth right now, more so than there were in prior times. Because why? Before God moves, he sends a whole bunch of prophets to start speaking for,
but also
he
when,
speaks through them.
But also, see, when Jesus Christ died, the world was filled with the Holy Spirit, correct? So,
well, that would be Pentecost, and we'll talk about that in a second. So that's the second time point. So you got first Passover, then you step into Pentecost. So there's two time points, yes. So Passover is a time point where, well, the clarity is God intervenes for humankind, for mankind, for his creation. God intervenes at Passover. So where do you see that? Well, God sent his only begotten son, and his son, his only son, died on the cross at Passover. What God did with the angel of death, he sent the angel of death at Passover to save Israel, to save his children. God wrote on the wall many, many tekel of harsin at Passover, and that night Belshazzar, that was drinking from the golden chalices, Belshazzar died. King Darius came in, killed Belshazzar, and took over Babylon. So Babylon fell in a single night. When? At Passover. Daniel was thrown in the lion's den at Passover, but God sent his angel to protect Daniel. You see, so there's all these massive time points where God, this is important, intervenes for humanity. I want to emphasize that, because what the heck do we need right now, Nino? Like, what do we need?
An intervention.
Bingo. A biblical proportion. Let's add
right,
that.
I just had a guy on, you know, and God, man, he's a superhero, man, this kid. Mark Cook, he's going town to town, trying to fix the you-know-what, right? Going to county to county, state to state, really showing people what happened in 2020. And he's a tech guy, and he knows all about it. But just like you said before we started this interview, you said, none of that matters. There has to be an intervention. None of this matters. Going into 2024 and all this, they're going to do it again. We need an intervention, correct, Bo?
You know, they will go nuclear before they will allow another, you know what, November.
100%.
Okay, see, the reason is because they've captured everything. See, once you capture the United States, you capture the world. Once you capture the world, what do you want to bring on a one world government? And you can, you know, go study all the books that, you know, you got Bush talking about it, all that stuff, all those words, right? So you've got, you basically got, you know, this one agenda. Okay, so that's what they're shooting for. But the point of the matter is that's their plan, and then there's God's plan, you know, and so everything we're seeing is their plan, and these are demonic entities. In our last podcast, we literally talked about these are fallen ones. Their only agenda is to serve their master, Lucifer. Okay, that's their only agenda, and that's all they've ever known or do. So they won't stop. They have like blinders on, like a race course. These are thoroughbreds. So these are you know, demonic entities that, you know, are very, you know, they're alpha predators. With blinders on, all they see is forward of what their agenda is, and that's it. They won't stop, right? And so the only thing, and now because they've captured the United States, the whole globe is now captured. Look what's going on with Israel. So all of this is incredible what's going on. So like I said, if God doesn't intervene, everything horrible is going to continue this year, and it's not going to get a little worse. It's going to get horribly worse.
So what do you see happening for the next 30 days? I mean, we're in a small window of time here. So, I mean, we're coming into May. I've always said, and I've gone on record saying this, that May has always been an important month as well. There's certain months that are real important. I know May Day, right? I mean, we're coming into that. But you see something happening in the next few days or within the window of 30 days?
Well, the safest would be the window of 30 days, but I would say this week, potentially midweek. So after, I would say this, after Passover. So Passover is the evening, sunset of Monday, the 22nd. That starts Passover. I'm telling you, people, this is so important. Go back to what happened with Israel, okay? It was very specific instructions. God gave Moses very specific instructions about painting your doorposts and everything with blood. Okay, you don't need to do that now with blood, but you definitely, I would highly, highly recommend oil, olive oil. This is biblical what's happening. Paint your doorposts just like in the time of Egypt and Israel. These are biblical times we're living in. The prophets have spoken. Four prophets have spoken. I've mentioned this on your podcast about this, probably in three or four podcasts, reading about an angel of death being on the earth. Okay. What that means, I don't know, but I do know when I go back and I study the story of what happened to Egypt, he destroyed all the firstborn, including the animals. So I'm telling you, something biblical is afoot. Tomorrow at sunset, Monday, the 22nd, it starts Passover, and that then leads us into the rest of the week, and then that leads us into May 1st, which is the international call sign, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. It's international distress sign, and then that further steps us into, by the end of the 30 days, would be what? Pentecost. So we talked about Passover when God intervenes for humanity, and Pentecost is when God blesses humanity. So what does that mean? It means at Pentecost, there's like three examples
Everybody, we're sick of just one bad thing happening after another. So what do you think is going to happen? Another war is what's going to happen in these next 30 days? Because I know Iran and Russia, Turkey is sending a fleet of ships. It's heating up in the Red Sea. And can obviously, and coincidentally, the Red Sea is in play again. That seems very biblical, but all of this is heating up, Bo.
Right. And you actually nailed it. You know, the Red Sea, it is biblical. Like I say, these are not political times. They're biblical times. My God is a mighty God. He's taking on he's taking on his creation. So this is a no brainer for him because this is his creation he's taking on. But the creation thinks they're almighty and powerful. The creation thinks that they're going to basically beat God. But wait, really what's happened is Satan has deceived everybody to make them think they're going to beat God. Because ultimately this is a battle for souls. Satan knows he's a loser. We talked about this before. He's an ultimate loser. He was thrown out of heaven. And so he's going to lose again. He just trying to get everybody to believe he's going to win. So this week, as this next week ends, we're heading into May 1st, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. This is an interesting time point. So why I want to bring this up is because it's exactly on May 1st, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. It's 13 years. Interesting number. 13 years from when they killed took care of bin Laden to the exact day. Interesting. 13 years. Interesting. Interesting
number. Huh?
Yeah. It's an interesting number, not for God, but for them. Right. So an interesting number for them. Remember, and God's going to do one thing. It's going to look like God abandoned America. Okay. It is going to look like God abandoned the United States, America. So it's going to get really ugly, really scary. And there's an interesting time point as well. It's 100 days. We'll talk about that in a second. But the reason I bring this up is because, you know, when you talk about bin Laden, you're talking about war. I do believe we're going to have the United States enter war. So the United States will be attacked.
Yeah, I think troops are going to be deployed this year at some point.
Well, I think we're going to have a U.S. military conflict. Now, I'll give you a time point as early as, say, this week, maybe Tuesday of this week.
You're saying right after. Bo.
No, I'm going to give you, let me give you a window before you say anything. It's going to be as early as this possible. Again, God never revealed this to me. I'm showing you calculations. So as early as this possible Tuesday, okay, into the first week of May, which would be about May 8th ish. So somewhere in that time frame, we could see U.S. military action. And the furthest you would take it out would be to May 18th, 19th, Pentecost. Okay. So somewhere between Passover, the day after Passover, into Pentecost, the U.S. is going to be involved in a military conflict. This is what is expected to happen. And so, and why? Because that'll fulfill prophecy. And basically, the prophecy was, it will look like God abandoned America. So if you think it looks bad now, oh, no, no, we haven't seen anything yet, because it will look like God abandons America. And it looks, and he's going to make evil think they won. Where did you see that? Well, we saw that on the cross. When Jesus was dead, it looked like Jesus, well, Jesus was dead, but it looked like evil won. Think about it. It looked like evil won. And yet 3 days later, the exact opposite happened. So those that want this slide deck, just go ahead and scan this, pause this video, scan this QR code. But I want to basically talk about these signs, miracles, and wonders. When you go and read scriptures, you know, you're going to read Luke 21. It says, there shall be signs in the stars, moon, and the sun. Okay. So this is not astrology. This is signs in the heavenlies. We just saw a sign in the heavenly on April 8th. We had this cross formation.
And Bo, I've said on my show many times, I said, you know, nothing's going to happen that day, but yes, shortly after. I know you've heard my
exactly. Show. Yes, and I've done two podcasts on those as well, too, and I compliment you for saying that, because it's exactly a sign. It's just like when you have, when we remember this deal right here, the Revelation 12 sign. Everybody's freaking out about the Revelation 12, and they thought, oh, heck's going to break. Where's that in my slide there? But the Revelation 12 sign, it was like 7 years ago. And when that event went down, everybody thought for sure, you know, we're going to get raptured out of here, crazy stuff. And now we're 7 years, you know, after this already. And so my point is, these are signs. So this was a sign, and we want to, you start counting. And I want to use this as a marker for you, because remember that sign 4 years ago when oil collapsed to negative $38 a barrel? Okay, so when you use that calculation, God revealed something very specific, the 40-day calculation of Noah. The door closed, and it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. We all know that story, that number, right? Well, 40 days and 40 nights from oil going to negative 38 bucks a barrel, what happened? It was kind of crazy, because on that exact day breakout, peace is taken from the earth, and you had rioting going global ever since that moment in time. But the interesting part here, this is interesting now, Nino, because 40 days from oil going to zero, you know what special holiday it was of God's? Not a holiday, but feast. It was Pentecost.
Pentecost, right, yeah.
You see, so oil went to negative 30 bucks a barrel. 40 days later is Pentecost. Okay, why I bring that up is because if we go back and study what just happened on April 8th was you had the eclipse. There's a sign of Jonah. It went over seven cities called Nineveh. Well, that brings in the story of Jonah. If you read Jonah 3:4, and back, we're back to the 40-day thing again. Okay, well, 40 days and 40 nights from this eclipse, interesting. Pentecost. We land on exactly Pentecost. See, so what I'm showing is that if there's a moment in time God will intervene, it will be any time between Passover, as I illustrated, and then the time point leads us into Pentecost, which is another very, very critical time point. So what I'm showing is 40 days from this eclipse is a critical marker, because it's nothing but a redo of what happened 4 years ago with oil going to negative $38 a barrel. And understand, I knew that date. Why? Because you count 1,260 days backwards, and that's the exact day 45 got elected, to the exact day. You see, so none of this is random. Like I've said, it's always, none of this is political. It's not random. It's actually by design. And it's,
but you
all
see,
biblical.
You see a war, more war happening in the Middle East coming these next 30 days.
Well, I would say the
war, a financial crash.
Yeah, well, we're going to lead into, yes, it's good, because what we're seeing is that war itself is what's, the dollar itself is based on war, and they use the dollar to fund the wars. Okay, look, I think, didn't they just pass some more money in Congress on Friday to fund more of the Ukraine thing going on? You see what I'm saying? So as long as they can continue to create the money, and everybody believes it's money, then the wars are going to continue. But it's interesting that when you and I spoke back in September of last year, if I can shoot fast forward here, you know, we talked specifically about the Yom Kippur War, and the Yom Kippur War had four critical time points on it, and it started on October 6th of 73. Well, coincidentally, 50 years to the exact mark, we had the Tabernacle War break out 50 years from the mark, and we talked about that on your show. Then we had those two other dates, October 26th, November 11th, and the last date when the actual ceasefire finally came to be for the Yom Kippur War of 73-74. Nino, it ended on May 31, 74. So if we run the 50-year cycle that started the war, the 50-year cycle that ended the war would be May 30th, the end of next month. So are we going to see that? I'm telling you, there's a huge possibility we could see these wars suddenly come to an end.
But things are way off the rails, man.
Way off the rail, because basically, but what would have to happen? For that to happen, okay, there's one thing that must happen, and you'd use the word financial. In order for that event to happen, like I described, to mirror what happened in 73, 74 with Israel, you'd have to have something incredible happen. That would be the collapse of the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency. If that should happen, then you could actually see these things manifest. So will it happen? Well, it's interesting because when you read Leviticus, thou shalt consecrate the 50th year, proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all of its inhabitants. I've talked to you before about the Daniel prophecy that's 2,500 years old. Every piece has happened so far. Every kingdom has risen and every kingdom has fallen. This is wild, but we have not seen the fall of Babylon. Babylon changed from being a statue to a mystery. And the reason it turned into a mystery is because they are what things called puppet masters. The puppet masters work in the shadows, creating money out of thin air and what? Pushing their global agenda. But most importantly, when everybody's bought and paid for using, you know, the federal, not federal, reserve, no reserves, note, which is paper, since they've been doing all of this and they've taken us off the gold standard since 71. You just had Tucker on a podcast with, what's his name? When the famous podcaster.
Joe Rogan.
Rogan. He literally said.
Don't say that.
But it was on YouTube. And he basically said how the whole thing was a setup. The whole thing was an absolute setup. With Nixon.
Yeah, it's you know, I've been told it's just going to keep heating up. I'm expecting this to escalate much faster. Folks, one more time, I got to do the alarm went off. So, folks, just hold on to your seats just for a second. Get gutcleanseprotocol.com/Nino. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues. According to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist, this is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain and fatigue and digestive discomfort and stiff joints, even skin problems. And I've had all of those. Well, Dr. Gundry explains the side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these health foods and it's far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix the problems from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain this hidden potential toxin. Folks, this is, I'm on this as well. I've learned so much from this, Bo. It's unbelievable. Because years and years after research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public, free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly what foods you need to avoid. Simply go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/Nino. gutcleanseprotocol.com/Nino. And folks, I know you like it. It's my little timer. So I got to do these every now and then, Bo. You know what I mean? Go ahead, yeah, Bo. Fine. Continue.
And I appreciate you doing that. And I wanted to actually start off with understanding the timing of certain things, that this is all prophecy being fulfilled. You see, as much as I'm putting pieces together, like I said, there's four things you want to consider. You want to consider the written word, super, you know, that's always where you want to go back to the written word, okay? Second thing is you want to listen to the prophets. There's prophets on this world. You got to discern which are the good ones. I've done a good chunk of that. So I'm going to, and Kim Clement, to my, and one of, he's one of the first ones, like 10 years ago, before all the other prophets started to rise. Kim Clement was incredible. I'm going to play a couple of clips of his to show you the timing that God revealed to me about his prophecies. Okay.
But would you say we are now in the red hot danger zone of when things are going to really pop off these next 30 days?
Yes. Yeah. This is it, right? 90 days to 60 days. And now we're in the 30 day mark, and the 30 day mark actually starts at Passover and then it races into Pentecost. Okay. So between those two time points, wow, is it going to get wild? Or, and, you know, from a biblical, it's whoa.
It makes sense to me because we're going by their calendar. That's all you're doing is you're really just revealing or exposing their timeline, what they go by. Well, you're taking it back and saying no, it's actually God's timeline, but they go by these calendar dates, correct? They try to steal the dates to make you theirs.
It's like stealing names, stealing dates. It's just, you know, who is Satan? He kills, steals, and destroys. Okay. And right. So if it's anything that's not of love, okay, it's the other side of the equation. And so they're changing everything to cause confusion, because if you cause confusion, it's just like they're going to, they say, you know, Jesus was a prophet. Okay. Like, you can say all these crazy things, but the bottom line was, when you start studying it and the more you understand it, you kind of understand that Jesus is God. He sits at the right hand of God the Father, and the other piece of that would be the Holy Spirit. So it's a Trinity, but there's three separate entities or individuals, if you want to call it that way. So that's what it is, but it is one as three, or three as one. And so God uses his written word. You know, you want to use the written word. You want to use the prophets. You want to use what's written about Matthew. We just talked, specifically, but what we just saw, the eclipse. So you want to understand these starting points. So, like, you're right. The eclipse, nothing was supposed to happen because it was the day you start counting day one. It's just like when Revelation 12 sign happened in 2017. It was the day you started counting day one, because 6 years, 6 months, and 6 days to the exact day was Good Friday last month, to the exact day. You see, 666 days from when Roe v. Wade became law was last Friday, when Israel just attacked in retaliation Iran. You see, so the math is perfect. You just got to put the pieces together. And the eclipse had just happened. That's the third thing. You use it as a sign to count day one. And the last thing is you use the numbers in the Bible. This is not numerology. Literally, if it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, you use that time window as starting point, ending point. So starting point would have been like oil goes to zero. Ending point was Passover or a Pentecost. Starting point was the eclipse. 40 days later, again, is Pentecost. So they're counting points that you want to use. And then, so we want to also tie with this as well, too. And so let's listen to this Kim Clement prophecy, and then I'll explain it from here. So let's have a good listen to this, please.
Between the 70 and 100 days, it shall begin, the strangulation and the destruction of this will begin. And it is going crazy. It is manifesting throughout America because it is dying. Now, you may not understand spiritual warfare and Diablo and Satan and demons and darkness, but it waits for an attraction. It waits for an invitation. And as I've said, there's been great division. But also it was spoken of that beginning January 21st, there would be a period, and between 70 and 100 days, the spirit of Pythos will be destroyed if the people act accordingly. This spirit is doing its utmost to destroy as many states as possible, make its mark. It'll be leaving, and we'll show that to you today. I wore this purposefully. It's the gold. I'll explain that in a few minutes, because he spoke to me about watching the gold as a sign.
So I played that to give you some really specific numbers. Okay, so now we're going to count. So let's all really pay attention here, because if we understand the calculations, this will make sense. So I want to put up for us first here is a calendar for March. So when you look at March, okay, this is March. And so you talk about, the two calendars. So you say, hey, wait a sec, didn't we just have, we already had Resurrection Sunday. You're right, because based on the Julian calendar, Resurrection Sunday was March 31st. So Passover was the 27th of March into the 28th. And then that was Good Friday on the 29th, and not an exact day. When you go backwards 6 years, 6 months, and 6 days, that's the day Roe v. Wade, that's the exact day with reference to the Revelation 12 sign. So what I want people to understand here is the Resurrection Sunday is a critical date that starts counting. You want to start counting the 70th day mark, because that was the 70th day from when January 21 happened. And January 21 was what? The exact last day of the 50-year Jubilee from when Roe v. Wade became law. So the Leviticus 50-year cycle, the last day of it for abortion was January 21. 70 days, Nino, was Resurrection Sunday. So then that leads me into April. 100 days is the last day of April, April 30th. The next day is May 1, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. Where today is the 21st. Tomorrow, sunsets, Passover. We have the 24th, which is 4-2-4. Expect that to be an important day. We potentially could see some financial calamity start to manifest starting as early as Tuesday. As early as Tuesday, we could see financial issues start to manifest. You want to put finances into Wednesday, because that sets us for Nisan 17, and that's resurrection. That will be resurrection with regards to the Hebrew calendar. You see, so there's two calendars that are overlacing here, and then that leads us into the 100th day, which is 100th, which is April 30th. Kim Clements say between the 70th and the 100th day, the spirit of Pythos will be destroyed in America, which means what? It literally means that between today and May 1, we could potentially see God intervene on the world. And what do we say? God intervenes potentially when? At Passover. And Passover relates to what? The angel of death. So how does this play out? I don't know. I'm telling you, this is a wild, this next week and the week following, wild time point for the world. And then that steps us into specifically, well, actually, and then April 25th is 7 months to the exact mark when Trump was holding the Glock. And that was Judgment Day. We talked about that in a prior podcast. And then that leads us into May. May, 40 days. This is the sign of Jonah, which is specifically the sign of Jonah was May 18th, 19th. So between Passover and Pentecost, we're stepping into some crazy, crazy time points. And that prophecy that I just gave you of Kim Clement, he had another prophecy. I don't know if you want to hear, but it's about 2 minutes. We know we can wrap it up. But this prophecy is it's from 10 years ago. He predicted the date that Iran would strike Israel. And then he continues on. So let's have a quick listen to this, because it's really worth listening to understand that this prophet, Kim Clement, he wasn't guessing. God was using him like you can't even imagine, because the prophecies are so incredibly accurate. So here, have a listen to this and just listen to specifically what he's saying. It's incredible.
The Spirit of God said, why have you chosen fear? What is it that causes my people to look to fear? God's Spirit says to America and to the nations of the earth, do I stand fearing? When I spoke to Joshua, I said, do not fear. I will show you that there shall be a spiritual tidal wave that shall lift the people to a higher place. Enough of this fear-mongering, says the Spirit of God. Look at Israel as they are now being rocketed because of handshaking with Iran, your enemy.
Explosions lit up Israel's night sky as interceptors took down dozens upon dozens of Iranian-launched drones. Israel's military spokesman said the nation's defense systems detected incoming drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles launched from Iran and its proxies.
Look to the 14th of April, and there shall be shiftings that will take place. But know this day, says the Lord, I am the ruler of this universe, and one prayer of a saint can move my hand, and it has, says the Lord.
Guess what day the war happened? Guess what day Iran attacked Israel? April 14th. This is a prophecy that Kim gave in 2015.
As they are now being rocketed because of handshaking with Iran, your enemy. But God says they have not shook my hand. They have not taken my hand in a covenant. Only those who have taken my hand in a covenant shall see the release of my glory in this end time. And it is coming, says the Lord. It is coming like a mighty rushing wind, as it was in the day, the Acts of the day of Pentecost. So it is coming again, that my people may breathe the breath of God, that the Paracletos may once again stand as the comforter of mankind. I will not hold back, says the Lord. This is an hour where triumph shall be heard from the north to the south and to the east to the west, says the Lord.
I get chills with that.
Come on. So he predicted the actual, he gave the date. He wouldn't say what it was. Right now we know it was actually the day that Iran attacked Israel. So that's incredible. And then the prophecy, he continues on. He's talking about the covenant. And he talks specifically about the time of Acts. The time of Acts that we talked about earlier, that's Pentecost.
Yeah, that's
like in the time of Pentecost. And so right. I want to finish on this last part, because this is wild. Because remember, what have they done? They've taken the financial system and they've corrupted it. So basically, when you read Proverbs 6:31, it says, if a thief is caught, I love this one. If a thief is caught, he will pay sevenfold, though it cost him his house. So these thieves that have been stealing from God's church, from stealing from humanity, we can wrap it up on this. The thieves that have been stealing will end up paying sevenfold in damages. This is not blessings, people. This is damages. They will immediately have to pay sevenfold damages. So by summer of this year, do not be surprised if silver is at about $136, because that will be sevenfold from where it is, from where 20 bucks was. Okay, it's about $137 to $140. And then specifically the spike, which we should see May or even this month of April, as April's ending. Okay, you want financial calamities. As April's ending into May, the first initial target in a single day, because of the stop losses they have in place, should cause silver to hit $68 to $70 in a single day. And oh, that's crazy. These numbers are crazy. No, they're not, because this already happened. If you go back and look specifically at this chart I'm going to show you right here, look at this. This is cocoa going back 45 years. Look really closely at this. This is the first reveal I'm giving this to anybody. This is incredible. Resistance was $3,200 on cocoa. Oh, resistance is $32. Let's drop two zeros. Perfect. Cycle high, 1980. Cycle low, 2001. Next cycle high, 2010. 2010. Next cycle low, 2020. 2020. Resistance, $3,200. Resistance, $32. You take out $32, you're initially going to spike to minimum $68 and then straight up to $117 on silver. This happened this year with cocoa. This is an exact replica of what a silver's chart is doing. Cocoa, wow, is leading silver. This is a 45-year unbroken, I'm going to repeat that, a 45-year unbroken, perfect, symmetric chart. Screaming, watch out for silver, $136 to $147, $140 is coming. Right now's target would be $117 in the next, say, 30, let's just say by summertime to keep it safe. So July into August could be sooner. And it's interesting because the Tower of Babel fell at Pentecost. They use what? Bricks to build the tower. Brazil, Russia, India, let us use bricks. I'm just showing you how history repeats, and nothing is a coincidence. God, just before, and we'll finish on Pentecost, just before they finished, Nimrod finished his plans for the Tower of Babel, God showed up. I'm going to repeat that. God showed up, twisted everybody's tongues. Pentecost, the Holy Spirit fell upon everybody. The world is about to go through massive chaos and turmoil, and the window of time starts the sunset of the 20s, with basically start, I would say, Passover sunset tomorrow, Monday evening, but really starting the 24th, 25th into Pentecost. Beautiful. And Nino, thanks for having me on this show. Yeah, these are biblical times that are here. We just got to watch. We got to watch together. Because this is going to be the last little piece is God's secret, and he's going to not, he's undefeated. Jesus Christ, his Father, and the Holy Spirit are undefeated. And these ones that are challenging him right now are nothing but a creation. So these are biblical times that are about to manifest here. And like I said, if we don't get an intervention here, like we said earlier, right? Like we need an intervention. God, you know, we need God to intervene because this is crazy what's going on in the world right now.
Fair enough. Well, this is all right. 30 days, man. Let's see. The clock starts now. So let's see what happens. All right, folks. Leave a comment down below. What do you think? What do you think is going to happen? I want to hear from you. So please leave your comment down below. Try to be nice. All right, Bo. I appreciate you coming on. Where can people find you?
First off, I don't need to do any of this. I do it out of love for God, Jesus Christ, and the Father. And so that's number one. Okay. So people need to know that. Okay. This is free information. Oh, free information. Okay. So people need to understand, go do your own homework. If you think this is not correct information, go do your own homework. People are too lazy. I spend thousands of hours doing the homework. God reveals things to me to put pieces together. So all I got to say is I've done my absolute best, and God's directed me to put the pieces together. Do what you want with it or go do your own homework. But the bottom line I'm saying is that we are in biblical times. I think we can all agree that we need something biblical to happen, meaning godly intervention. And the stories of the Bible, and the Bible itself tells us these events where God intervened upon humanity occurred at about the time of Passover. So this coming week into month end, we wait and watch. My website is gold2020forecast.com, or you go to YouTube and just put my name in on YouTube, and you can find my most recent videos there. God bless you, Nino, and thank you for having me on.
God bless you, Bo. All right, folks, leave a comment later.